Right. This morning's shiur is being sponsored by Moshe Dov Lapin in memory of his wife, Zaidi, Rabbi Hyman M. Naaman, Avchaim Meir Alter Mordechai Ben Rabbi Moshe Tzvi Zichron Levracha. Okay. All right. The method that made a lottery, a big lottery, and the one who wins it wins $500,000. The lucky person was one by name called Ruvain. Can imagine the simcha he had. He won finally. A poor person, he won $500,000. How much is that in dollars? $250,000? $125,000. Okay. So, can you imagine the simcha the Reuven had when he got the phone call from Shimon? Shimon was the achroya on the guy on the lottery. When the check came to the house, he was so simcha, he made a bracha, a toiva meitiv. You make a toiva meitiv, normally you make shechianu for you yourself, but if it's a whole family, so I'm sure you had to share it with the family, so he made a simcha for the whole family, so he made a bracha, a toiva meitiv. Because I know of him, it's a mishpacha. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that someone yashin's money, even so, if a person dies, but he's a yerush, he makes a taiva meitiv, makes a dine emes, but he also makes a taiva meitiv or shechiano on the money that he yashin. Now, the wife turns to her husband, he gets this check of $125,000, and he says, you know, it's been a long time when we're at Israel. It's a long time we didn't see our parents in chutzah, as they couldn't afford it. We didn't have the money for it. But now we just won the lottery. Now it's time we could go visit with the whole family, all our children. We'll go visit the families. Your parents and my parents. So right away he made tickets to go to Chutzlars, him and his family. And also, he just didn't take, you know, coach tickets. He took, you know, a business class. He's staying by him, he's had a big family and so on. So he decided he can afford it. He's going to stay in a hotel. Everything's beautiful. Okay. Next day, after he gets the check, he gets a call from Shimon. I'm sorry, there was a big mistake. It was the wrong name. It was the same name, but someone else. You look at two of the Sazayas, and that someone else was Zaycha, not you. Can imagine the matzav in the family by Ruvain. It was Avelis now. So Ruvain right calls up the travel agent or the airline, whatever, wherever he bought the tickets. He wants to invato the tickets, cancel the tickets. Not only that, he has to want to cancel the hotel also where he's going to stay at. However, they told him that if you cancel, there's a big fee, cancellation fee, for the hotel, for the airline tickets, and so on. It goes up to thousands of dollars. So we turn to Shimon. He says, I'm not being tevayu on the Akba stuff as you caused my family. I'm not telling you that. Everything's in the Shemayim. It had to come like that from the Shemayim. But at least I want to, we should go to our Bezdin to decide, or to our Rav to decide, if you will have to pay the cancellation fees. I have big loss from that. I don't have money. The hotel, the airline tickets, these are bigger choices. They were going to me. Because you called me, because I didn't do anything wrong over here. I made the money. I even got a check. I got the check, and that's where I was to buy the tickets and so on. The shaila is, if Ruvain has a taina that the mice has to pay for his hefts or not. The answer was, There's a Rambam. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says in the Chaschi Matana, Perak Bava Alacha Beis. Hayra Abaisai. My Rebbein Paskin. Hayra Abaisai. Shem Hayra Minik Avedina. She has to call Adam Suda. When a person gets engaged, so they make a Suda. You make a Suda. No times used to be the Chassan side. The Chassan's family made a Suda when they got engaged. The Yarchel Areyav, and he gives feats to friends that come. Aychalk Monais, the Shamashim, Elechazanim, Yahya Band, and to help to Mesamech the Simcha. Yerzebam. Yasa Kedash Isa Kalam. He does the thing he does what Noah's done. The Chazah Ba and the Kala backed out from the Shidduch. Mishalem is Hakal. The Kala has to pay all the expenses. Shei Gam Alai La'ada Mamain. Lavid Mamain. He's going to force it to lose money. Chalagayim Lavid Mamain Chaveya Mishalem. Since it's Gayim, he made a whole party and so on. Now she backed out. She has to pay all that money to all the hefsed. And Sendik speaks out to Mechaba in Amenazes to Menon Siv Gimel. And the reason is explained in Farshim there, the why the Chayiv Chal pays is Chayiv to pay to Chosun Medin Gami. Since that's the Minhag HaMedina to make such a party, so it's like she told the Chosun clearly, Lech V'Taitzi Eitzois, I want you to spend money for me. Make I came a Kala, we have to make a party. So maybe it's a Din Gami, and therefore, he's chayv to pay. But over here, in our case, he could say a chilek. Because Shimon told Reuven to go buy airline tickets and to go rent a hotel. And also, it's not even good. You can't. Reuven had the chayv and have the idea ruah that the nezek he did. And it's not mochrach that the one who wins the lottery right away does all these things right away. So maybe you're not Mechayiv. Maybe you came to Mechayiv then. Or maybe you came to Talacha, what the Achayim talk about. There's a Shai that came up. Levi agreed to Yehuda to buy a piece of property. Levi was going to buy a piece of property from Yehuda. For a certain amount, a large amount of money. So Yehuda went, Yehuda's the buyer. Yehuda went to the bank, and he wanted to buy, he got a good deal, so he wanted to buy a piece of property, so he had a CD. So he broke his CD, so maybe she had money to pay to buy from Levi's piece of property. In the last minute, Levi backs out. He doesn't want to sell, he decided he's not selling the piece of property. So Yehuda came with a taina, that since I broke my CD, and I paid the knosis, you pay a penalty, you pay penalties. I lose interest, I pay penalties because of this. So they passed into him, even if Levi told Yehuda he should pay the money to the Kaka, but he no one forced him to take the money out of the bank, he should take a cheshem, maybe Levi might back out. Levi should have taken into consideration that he might back out. So Mela, the Levi would be chayta. So Mela, Yehuda should wait till the last minute until he knows for sure the Levi will be chayta. And since he didn't do that, it's Iyu Afsid Anashe. So Mela, he can't make him pay. But over here, here's the case a little bit different over here. Because already he got the money ready. He already got the check in the mail already. And he deposited a check. What the minig is to buy right away a ticket. Many people do right away. They win a big lottery. They spend the money right away on other things. Buy a car, they buy a house, they buy things. What they feel they need is necessary for them to do right away. The Ikatain is on the mindset that they made a big mistake. And now they were mastered, Reuven, the money paid for the ticket and for the hotel reservation. So the chayyim should be chayyim to pay. So Adina, they paskin out on him. That's a groma b'alma. It's a groma b'alma. It's a groma b'alma. The person's potter. and he's not chayav to Beis Shimshon. There's a grum over here. He caused him to go buy tickets and pay for hotel. But Mistava, the place can speak out. Yichayim medina shemayim. Medina shemayim is chayav to pay the betulim. And like I mentioned a number of times, when yichayim medina shemayim, it's not kedai to be chayav medina shemayim. I said over a number of times for Azam Yechem Goldberg that yichayim medina shemayim. Sometimes you're worse off than Bini Adam. Who wants to be chayav medina shemayim? So Mela, when someone's chayav medina shemayim, it's kedai for him to pay up. Yes.
What the tickets? We tell the travel agents
I bought the tickets
because I just won the lottery.
Yeah.
There's a more
Dyson Lasik.
Yeah.
So if you tell them because of this, then maybe you can back out. Then he can't charge it. Then in such case, maybe he won't be able to. Can't charge. But the airline's not going to listen to you, Mister. You tell us to the airline, they'll tell you go to the guy who wrote the Gemara.
How long does the guy have to wait for this Gemara? Let's say he says, you know, let's wait to make sure everything, the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted.
Why should he think differently? He won the lottery. Why should he think differently?
Right. I'm saying, but let's say he waits.
He even got the check. If they give the check, that is one thing. But he got the check ready, he deposited the check and so on, then why should he think more that they're going to back out? Yeah, right, yeah.
Does he have to refund the money?
It's only Grama B'Alma. Al-Pidin is not Mechoyev to refund the money.
Oh, he's not.
He's not Mechoyev to. Just as the Dei Shemayim, he's Mechoyev. Chayv Dei
Shemayim. He can keep the money. Oh, yeah.
Not to keep the money.
No, the
lottery, he has to give back the money.
He has to
give back the money. That's for sure. He made a mistake.
And who made the cancellation fees?
Cancellation fees only grama b'alma, and we tell the moisid they should pay out. Not to be chayv de shemaim, it's kedai to pay that.
We're talking about
with no contract. Yeah, we're talking about regular lottery. Yes. Huh? He asked the same question. Who raised the shemaim? The achrayim. The people are achrayim for it. Right.
Is there a time frame like Onah that where you have to be able to investigate? So if he held on to the check for weeks, months.
That I don't know. Look, if they made a mistake, you come back a few weeks later, or they come back and made a mistake? They have to work something out, if sure, or something like that. Yes, still, a corporation still is chayv. Can you steal from a corporation? I don't know. But they have a chayv to some dachroi. Dachroi for it is the chayv de shemayim. All right. Now can we ask another shayla? Okay. I accept the adim and shemayim. The part of a payment with chayv de shemayim. But I made a bracha over here. I made a bracha atayv on meitiv. He comes as a shayla. It was a bracha of atola. Because it comes at the end, I have to give back the money. That is considered a bracha of atola or not. Huh? What? Do tshuva. So this shayla, it came the same shayla, was asked in Shalos Tshuva, Sisaris Tshuva, Chel Galtzim Kaf, from Shimon Sefer. That's the end of the Chsam Sefer. Son of Chsam Sefer. Someone saw in a newspaper, this we had a shayla. Someone saw in a newspaper, there is Zaycha in a lottery. He saw the number, he said, that's the number I have at home. And he's supposed to win a big amount of money. So because he was big to Simcha, he made a bracha atayim meitiv. Because he has an offer. Him and his family have an offer in his lottery. Afterwards, he came home and looked at the number. He made a mistake. So he asked the Shaila, this person asked the Pshim and Sefer Shaila, if it was a bracha atayim or not, that he made or not. Sim Shashmi bracha, he had an offer. So the answer was to him, that's not a bracha batala. Simcha Shasi made the bracha. He had a simcha rabba. It's nimbalay that he made the money. So made us not considered a bracha levatala. A riot to this, I have a shtickle from a ritzvah. There's a ritzvah in Chulin. Daf kuvav umen aleph. And the shayit shuva being down to sit for the halacha in our chayim simcha kufnun chesiv kan aleph. If someone made it once in a wash, how much he wants to eat a piece of bread. So he wants to wash him, he's eating his eyes or a gabay of bed, and he has to make a tefillah. He made a bracha I wash his hands and he made a bracha on Tirus Yadayim. And then he decided he's not eating. He's not going to eat bread. He changed his mind. He's on a diet or whatever. He doesn't like the bread, whatever it is. He went back out. So is it considered a bracha latol or not? So its verse says that it's not considered a bracha latol. Why? Because Shas, when he made the bracha, is that's what he eats. And the Chazanish, and the Chaim, Simon Chafei, Sifkan Ches, brings us down the Svetvah Ladina. It means we pass them like it. And the same thing brings down the Svetvah, brings down the Hatzvi, in our Chayin, Simon, Chedgal, Simon Tzai Tess. And the Hatzvi is Mazma, because the Shasvi is not the Yadav, he was thinking of eating. So he did continue, he made a bracha, even though he backed out afterwards. So therefore, it's next to the bracha Latola. So you see the same thing, just like, so same thing. Over here also, but he made a turn by Matev. He thought he won the lottery. He won the lottery. So Mela, he said, and if you win the lottery, you will have to make a bracha turn by Matev. Just as he found out there was a choice, so Mela, you don't say his bracha was a bracha of Atala.
What happens if you make a bracha on a fruit and you made the wrong bracha?
That's something else. We're talking about he made the right bracha at the right time. He won it. It came out, they made a mistake. What could you do?
What's the tshuva that he would have to have done?
On a bracha latola?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You say al-chet, you clap al-chet, you have to have a mind for that.
So
is something
that he decides to do that?
I mean, is it a shayla? If someone makes a bracha latola, he's over an Issa. He has to do tshuva on Issa, they did.
See, they have to do tshuva anyway. What
do you got to lose? Yeah. No. Yeah. You don't work that way, yeah? People have to have a guilty conscience. I did Avera. I'm not supposed to. He's supposed to be bizarre and everything, not to do any brachas or tolas. He has to be careful. All right.
When a guy makes a neder, he's supposed to say the neder before he says Hashem. It's called Mitzvah Yomus. So, but his intention was, so when it comes up, if he really would happen, so he wouldn't be a levat tolas. Maybe just an extra thing, but it's really not levat tolas. If he intends to, he doesn't intend to die.
What do you mean?
You're not supposed to say Hashem before the Nether, but he intended to do it. That's by Nether. But here it's a bracha, but the Shas now he has a no. Right now he has a no.
This might happen if Baal Tshuva came to ask a shayla with a large amount of money in his hand. He came to ask a shayla. A number of months ago, when he still wasn't religious, he still wasn't from, I heard many Haredim are going to fly to Chutzlaretz, from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlaretz, to Tzion for a certain tzaddik in Chutzlaretz. And I thought, I'm going to do a shtickle here. I'm going to do something here. I'm going to go together with all these. I think I'm from. I look not religious. I want to go together with them, fly together to go with to all these people who are going to fly to the Tzion of the Sadi Chutzlaretz, and I'll fly with them. And in the morning, they're going for a day or two to Europe to the Tzion of a certain tzaddik. And in the morning, when all of them go to the sea and to daven, what I'll do, I'll make believe like I'm sleeping, I overslept. And when they're all away at the scene of the tzaddik, I'll go into everyone's apartment, and I'll tell them whatever it is, and I'll steal all the crates, all the money, jewelry, and so on that they have. And then I'll run out, I'll run away, and that's it. So I went, I can make a lot of money like that. So I went with them to the sea. And at night time, they all got together. All the people traveled, got together. They had some Divi Chizik, and they told Maitis from the Tzaddik and Divi Yisayris. The next morning, all the people who went on this trip went to Dama Shachris. And I stayed back in the hotel, in the Achsanya, wherever they rented. And I was playing 10 o'clock in the morning. When they're all away, davening and so on, that's the time I'm going to go into all people's apartments and steal what I have to steal and then run away. But when I started getting up and start going to the apartments, I see someone's ahead of me. Someone another is a guy who's gathering together. We've already went to all the apartments and gathered together. And my apartment was next one. He's on the list. He's coming in. And in his hand is a bag full of all money, tachshitim, and so on, that he stole already. So I started screaming. With a loud voice, I started screaming. I said, if you don't run and leave right away, I'm going to call the police. It's not Kedai, it's Kedai for you to drop everything and run out right now. Because they're going to catch you as a thief, they're going to put you away in jail. Can you imagine this guy who all of a sudden didn't expect to see anybody? He got all scared. He dropped the whole bag. He ran out, ran for his life. And he threw the whole tick on the floor. And he ran out. No? This yid. Mamashab Mazel. Mazel. This guy did my whole job. He did it. It's a Meister Shoya. He did my whole job. He got everything. All the money that had to go steal. This guy did my job. And now I could go take this whole bag and just run off and go. However, all of a sudden, the door opens, and many of the Beit Chabur come running in, because they heard me screaming. They heard me screaming. And they saw the guy, and they saw the guy, they saw, on the way coming in and screaming, they saw the guy running out empty-handed. And they see on the floor a whole bag full of, money and gold, whatever it is, what they have on them. They see it all in the bag on the floor. So they start thanking this guy. You're the one that saved all the chosim. So they gave him a big pass. They gave him a big reward. For Akos HaTov. He saved them a lot of money. So he says, I saw him in the Shemayim that wasn't much clear in my machshava. And I saw him in Charata, and I'm excited that and I had Siyat Yishmaya. And I became a Baal Tshuva. Now I have a big shayla now. The reward again, they gave me a very big reward. Thousands of dollars. What should I do with that? They gave me because I saved the money. But the Emes Makavona was to steal to take the money for myself. Just they caught me last minute. And they gave me a ton of toys. Do I have to return back the money or not? That's the thing about it. That was the shayla that came in this. No, anyone has a turret? Huh? Alright. Let's see what the Paiskim say. They Paiskim, the Baal Tshuva can keep the money. He does it for two reasons. It's a Vur Chashem Mishpat in Simul Amidalit Sefalof. Rasha Postulatus. A Rasha is Postulatus. I feel who are the Eidus Emes. Even if he says, the Mechabit says, even says the truth. A Rosh is Potsal, a Psalach Gof, and that's it. The Mechabit says the Lama, similar Amadayit further in Siv Beis, Ezer Rosh, what's called a Rosh? Kol Shav Aveira, Shechem, Sohn is Ivan Aveira, Chechem Alev Malkus, Yechai Malkus. Vein Tzach Lema, I'm quoting the Mechabit. Vein Tzach Lema, in Chayav Malav Misa Bezdin, Leishna, in Ava Teyavan, Nonafkamif is Iva, Leteyavan, Leishnaim Avol Hachas. That's the Mechaber. There's a Shuvas of Kivega in Sim and Tzadik Rav. They asked the Mishayla. They saw someone preparing to shave himself with a razor. The Mamash was using a razor. But they only saw him before he cut his beard and after he cut his beard. But there's a guy with Dava, they saw even a sigh over there. There's a line that used the star. You cannot pass him like this, Sukkot Kivega. Why? He stays the Chesed Kashis. There's no such thing by us, circumstantial evidence. There's no, if you didn't see him, you saw before, he had a beard, he had a shtickle beard. And now, as you see, it's completely taken off. And he saw a sign there beforehand, because he convinced the sign, maybe he did tshuva. Maybe at the end of the day, he did not use a side, just use a regular shaver or a scissor, whatever it is. Maybe an Echa brought it into Tshuva, and he didn't use a Sar. As long as you didn't see Be'ein Echa, it's nothing. So here's the Kav Chayma. Here the Ben Ginyan, the person, was the Skarman to steal. But still, he didn't steal yet. It's shocked at the end. He might change his mind at the end of the day, and he won't steal. So maybe in this case, since he didn't steal at the end of the day, you don't know if he could keep the money, the reward. That's one raya. A stronger raya. Not considered a Russia. No, he didn't do it. At the end of it, he didn't do it. A second raya is a raya from the Torah, from the Mefarshim of the Torah on the Torah Gdesha. It says in Parshas Chukas, Perchof Aleph, Pasuk Lama Gimel. It says, Yetzi Oig, Melech Abashan, Lekrosan, Huvachol Amai. Oig, Melech Abashan, came with his whole nation to fight with Kaisal, with Muhammad. Don't be scared of Aig. I will give you, you'll win him. So Gemara in Nida, that Samach Alpha Malv is the Kasha. Michtei, Sichim Aig Achehava. Sichim Aig, they're both giants, and they're both, and they're brothers. Damamah, Sichim Aig B'nei Achia, Basham Sham Chazi Hava. They're brothers. Maishno Me'aig, come stop me. Why do we see the Torah Gosha says Moshe Rabbeinu was scared from Aig? Or Mashna Misichon Aig? Come stop me. Why was he scared of Sichon? Oh, Rab Yechon. So Gemara answers, Om Yechon Ben Yechai, Mechuvasa, Shalai Se Tzadik Ati Yidem, I believe I. Om Hashema, Tamalai Schus from Avram Avinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was scared that the Schus from Avram Avinu will stand him by. Shinema, Vayom HaPolet, Vayagad LaAvram Ivri. Because I told Avram Avinu that his nephew, Light, was captured. And so that's what he told Avram Avinu. So Titus over there, the Ramaskos there, brings down a Medrash Rabbah. Maidik a Medrash. I come out of Levi. I thought, he said to Levi, Elach v'ayim el Avram. I will tell Avram that Light was captured. Yilchom v'yomis. Since it's a big army against all Avram Avinu, so maybe Avram will be killed. That's a Sarah, Ishtar. And I'll marry Sarah. I feel like Hayar Moshe. Still Moshe Benio was scared of Aig. Hashem Atam Tzchus Avram. Maybe Tzchus Avram will stand from. That's the Medrash. So the Das Kenim. Das Kenim. Over there on Chumash. Es Akasha. We're going to show him. Das Kenim Baratisis. He says in Taima. How like Kavasa Lara, I saw. What do you mean, this Chusa? What kind of Chusa do you have? His whole intention, I came to tell Avram Avinu, his Kavana was a Ra. Kedeshiach Avram Yikachsar. His intention was that Avram Jamin should get killed, and I saw. What kind of Chusa is that? So he has to taste the Kizamaita Kateritz. That's given that Sala Ba Yadai. How you like the Yai? Since Tzara, Matthias, even though his Kavan was a Ra, but since at the end of the day, that Tzara came, his Matzah lights came to him, he was a reason to be madly scared. Kemashatzina Bapasha Perchelik. You're finding him on Perchelik in Sanhedrin. Last parrot, the Mars says over there, Beschos, Membes, Kabanis, Sheikh of Balak. Balak was Makav 72 Kabanis, Sir Bani Shalom. Even though all the Kabanis is Makav was destroyed by Yisrael, and what was he Zaycha? The Yatsim and Elus. He was Zaycha. The Elus came. Mashiach comes. The whole future. Even though it's all Shalai Hashem Shemayim. Alfi Shalai Skadu Elora. The Kalat Yisrael. That's what Taisa says. That's Kenabal Taisa says. So you see that what even so is Kadu Elora. But at the end it didn't know happen. But there's something good came out of it. Then you have a schus from it. So we see from here. Even, we see double power from over here. The even all Kavan of Oig was a Ra. Still Moshe Rabbeinu was scared that there'll be, that the Maaseh Tzara did will stand for him against all Kai Yisrael. Mamash God's Kai Yisrael. And what Kai Yisrael, Dorah Midrash, the Majeg of the Dorah Midrash. Still the Tzchus Oig still stands against that. So Fiza, you say, so therefore Baruch had to say, Altira, don't be scared. So here also, here this Baal Tshuva, his Bachshava was a Ra. Completely. He went to Chutz Lodz. Only his Kavan was to steal. Still, the Gemara in Kedushin says that Memel Aleph, Memel Aleph, Machshol Ra, Einu Tzav Mahinu Machshol Ra, Einu Matzter for Maisa. So since it's a Maisa, at the end he's been, and with Matzah the Mamrein, from the guy who's about to steal all the money over there, so Mela, this guy was allowed to keep the Matana, the reward they gave him, and he's allowed to keep it. Any questions?
What's the harm in the money?
Huh?
What's the harm in the money? Even if he was a thief, where does it say that a thief can't get a reward for doing something? What's the harm in the
money? Yeah, maybe I'll say, maybe I'll say, maybe I'll something that he should give back, but he doesn't deserve it. If they would have known that he's the reason his purpose was, he never was planning to go, his parents are still, and so on, they would know that.
Huh?
Oh, so that's why we need a stock. Okay? Alright. Another interesting story happens. Someone, we'll call him Reuven. He went on Friday. He went to the Beis Olam. Went to Kevavis, Beis Olam. Stopping in St. Tilden there by Kevavis' parents, and he sees a person nearby bringing a fried yid, bringing a whole bouquet of flowers, and he puts it down by the kevav. It's a summer kevav. It's a real expensive bouquet of flowers, and he puts it down on top of the kevav. And he puts it down there, he stays a few minutes, and he leaves. It happened moving that day, he got in a big fight with his wife. He got in a fight with his wife. So he started thinking, you know, I'm sure you can figure out what happened over here. So, that's what we're talking about. All right. So, about shovel limp in his heart, he started thinking. The Atari started working on him. You know, it's Baltashkas, these beautiful flowers. It's Baltashkas, expensive flowers. A few in a short time, it's all gonna wither, dry out. And Machlal, to put bracha flowers on a kevav of Yisrael, it's Machlal, a minig, it's not our minig. It's not a keg of Yisrael. Of course, some people's even this we'll soon talk about. And Vada Nifta has no hanor from this. And he starts thinking further. Godel HaSholem. Sheshmoy Shal Kajmacho. Yabi Marche Shoshom. I say to you, see, Yilati Marche Kshem Hashem. So certainly I can take these flowers. And not more than that. It's Erev Shabbos today. And the Mishmur brings down, yeah, in Reisan Beis Sif Kontes, he brings down from Isaiah and Sifri Kabbalim. That's Mazer. According to Mishmur says, Shehezer Mirayit Shaloi, Yeh Machloikis Mishabbos Kodesh. You should go not go to Shabbos with a Machloikis. Ufrat Benish Lishtoi. That's what they say. Maybe these prochem will bring Shalom Bayis to the house. And he finishes saying he's still there. He looks around. No one is beside him. There's no one. No one looking. He picks up the flowers, and he brings it. He comes home with it. Can you imagine? His wife opens, knocks on the door. His wife opens the door. Says, "Dear wife, this would I buy for you." This. She looks at it. Such expensive thing. My husband spent such a thing. He says, "My dear wife, I brought you this to cover Shabbos." No? Can you imagine what kind of Shabbos he had? Simcha, the wife, had brought me flowers. Probably the first time, who knows when he bought her, last time he bought her flowers. So I thank him to Lot, and Kamula and the Shalva Shava, and this house was turned back to where it should be. No? That was Shabbos. After Shabbos, he starts having guilty conscience. Yeah. And he comes and asks the Shaila, did he do the right thing or not? What's the Shaila? Then several Shailas. One Shaila, was he allowed to take the flowers he put on the camera? Are you allowed to take it off? Are you allowed to take, first of all, you're allowed to put flowers on the camera, plus can you take them? Can you take these flowers for himself? Is it to the gezel? Maybe even to come out the bana. If you put it on top of a grave, maybe it comes out the bana. And also, another Shaila was his name is asked his wife. Was it that she thought that she bought the flowers for him. And she was masik taiva for him. Was it the name das? All right, so go each Shaila separate. This first Shaila was, I love with flowers on top of a keva she saw. There's a machlokes in the paiskim. If there's issa putting flowers or to plant flowers on top of a Jewish keva. In the Sefer Kolboy on Hilchos Aveilus in Paragimel, Simon Aleph, Eitza Zayin, being down for Charles of Jewish Shai Tzedek and for Michas Alaza, that's also to plant flowers. Or to put flowers there. And same thing spoke to Michas Yitzchak in Chedekal, Simon Aleph. He says also, that's also, you know how to do it. As chukas agoyim. You know how to do it.
Is it to plant or to...
Both. And then it speaks out the Chilas Hanhoges from Moshe Sternbach in Chelek Aleph, Simon Tov Shin Yudalad. It says the chukas agoyim. You don't plant flowers. You know how to plant flowers on the Kev Yisrael. However, I saw in the Tshuva, Sridi Eish, in Chelek Gimel, Simon Kufay Vav, he says, even though it's no issa, he owes no issa of chukas agoyim. However, it's also mitzvah mini gisol, mitutus nish. And the same thing speaks out, Yabi Aima, Vadi Yosef, in the Sefer, Yabi Aima, in Yabi Aima, Chel Gimel, Yerdeya Simich of Dalad. So it should also choose Yabi Aima and Chel Gimel Yerdeh Simch of David. He says no is the chukas agoyim. They disagree with the Michas Alaz and Shai Tzedek, but they still it's awesome. It's not meaning it's all. So Ladina, you're not allowed to put flowers on top of Kevish Yisrael, and you have to imagine these people that come and do it. You tell them that the only way you can be out for the Niftah is to learning Mishnayos and giving stock in the Shnosam. And not to follow them in Hagagayim. This is putting flowers and bouquets and what you call these wreaths and so on. And it's all a Minigagayim. However, you should know, but to plant grass, this child gets them. They allow to plant grass. Sometimes they charge you in the cemetery, plant grass. That reminds you right to the Tshuva in Chele Gimel, in Yerdeh Chele Gimel, Simon Kufnun Dal Ois Aleph. And then he speaks out the Kabbal of Eres over there in Isid Zion, that makes the place looks nice. That's not, it's not Nichla on the Minig HaGoyim. That's a put grass is okay. Moshe Nishalayim, there's no grass, doesn't even go grass there. But in America, it goes grass, that in your, they mow the lawn and so on, that's all okay. Huh? There should be two sekevets. Today they don't do it because, and some depends on the cemetery. Some cemeteries have like some have even cement. Some have a cement. Some put a cement block. Each grave, each cemetery has own menhagim. The chatzkila should be a tzus akeva. The people should walk there. But the most places they don't do it because they don't want, because the cemetery doesn't let, because then it's no good for the lawnmower to go because it's blocked by a piece of cement, so they don't like it. And usually the Beis Yisrael is in control of Fry Eden, and they make the rules and regulations.
But this putting grass to mix up so you can't tell where it's actually
about by markers.
Some people have markers. It's a problem. But so you have to explain to them that learning Mishnayos, giving stock, that's more important, and not this. So therefore, a person should not bring flowers and so on. That's a minhag hagoyim. L'chol hapachas. And according to some shitas, it's a chukas hagoyim. Yeah.
But it's already been done. You have a fear of the guy taking more.
Well, okay. We'll go step by step. Okay. All right. Another negeh is come asr bana. It does not become asr bana. If you look in your idea, Shin Shamash Dalat, Sif Aleph, and the Ramah, right says it doesn't come asr bana. It's only the cock itself, but the thing you put on top of it doesn't come asr bana. But to take, but to take all these flowers away is Issa of Chalpachas of Gezel. Because since it's Issa to Mishtanish Imamah Shalachayim. Now the Gezel Shalom from Gnevis Das. Is it Gnevis Das or not? The Gemara says in Imamah that Samachayim obeys. God of HaSholem Sh'afa Kodesh Baruch Hu Shinibay Shalom is so big even the Bani Shalom was Mishana for Shalom. Sorry Meino by Sorry Meino. She said by Adonai Zakein. And Rabbi Shalom, when he came to Avraham Avinu, he said, Vanisa Kanti, that Sorry said Vanisa Kanti. Not that Avraham is old, but she's old. He was, why was Rabbi Shalom Mishana? If they are Shalom. That's what Gemara says. And we know there's a famous tshuva in Simas Chaim. If you want to look it up, there are two different prints of Simas Chaim. The one from Tavshin and Beis, it's Simon Tav Pei Hei, and the print from Tavshin and Hei, it's Simon Tav Tav Nun Hei. Tav Shin Nun Hei. That you're allowed to say, this is what Klai says, you're allowed to say, Mutar Loim Sheker Gom Ab Nei HaSholim. Av Eim Is A Mitzvah. You're allowed to say Sheker Al Sholim, but it's not a mitzvah. Sometimes you're allowed to say Sheker, but it's not a mitzvah. But you do it because you have no choice. But Gnev Is Das, but Nei is out there Shalom, then he says, Bliya Mir Sheka, Yesh Ga Mitzvah. It's even a mitzvah. That's what Yitzchak Chaim Zonnefeld says. So Mela, here was Gnevis Das. She thought, his wife thought, that the husband bought her this bouquet of flowers. Then there's even a mitzvah to him, it's a big Shalom, then it's okay then. Lanier's Daiti, there's not even an Isra of Gnevis Das over here. Not even this of Gnevis Das. He didn't say, I bought it. He bought a bouquet of flowers, right? She herself thought he bought it. He didn't say he bought it. When he bought the flowers to her. If you look at Chashim Mishmet, Simen Meish Chav Ches Sivav, what is the case of what's Gnevis Das? Vim Hudava, Dibar Lesuke Adaite. Something which somebody, this is Gnevis Das, but the certain things that a person is could have think, thought it came from somewhere else. Shein Aitzu B'Shvilai, this is the Lashon Mechaba. Yimai Dove Deboi Lai Sukai Daitei, Shein Aitzu B'Shvilai, Omata Atzmai, Shesera, Shein Aitzu B'Shvilai, Lechvaidai. The Issa is Gnevis Das, is only if they think that they did it for him. Kigain, Shepaga Chavei Vedeach. If let's say you go on the road and he thinks you're coming to meet him, even though you're coming to meet somebody else, we have to be on the road. As long as he does it on his own, you don't tell him anything. Let's say you go to visit someone in the hospital. Someone in the hospital. You're in the hospital, you're visiting someone on the second floor. And you hear there's a chayla on the third floor, you happen to know. So you go to the third floor to visit somebody. And that person thinks he came only for him. You don't have to tell me you went to visit someone on the second floor. It's Mata himself. As long as you don't say I came just for you, so you're not, so I, he thinks he came just for me. So it's Mata Nashe. There's no way to Gnevis Das. So also, he bought flowers. It could be, who says she bought it? He bought it. Maybe he got it from a friend or present. He's passing it on. So he says, so it seems to me, there's not even a shadow from Gnevis Das over here. So there's no way to Gnevis, but still, Shadow from other Gezel, Shadow from Gezel, certainly to take the flowers, that he wasn't allowed to do it. That doesn't matter, it does not matter, it's a Zela. Huh?
Why isn't it send the hand of Zela Chasser?
Because he thinks, because.
Put the flowers are still done.
Yeah.
No,
but still, you can't take it away.
He's not losing anything.
Doesn't make a difference. He thinks it's still there. That's not Zerah Zerah Chasser.
Don't they become hefzer when they put it down? You know,
doesn't come hefzer. He put it down for a purpose. It should stay there as long as it's still, the flowers are still nice and so on. He wants it to stay there.
What's
the problem? Yeah, but a wind comes along. The gabbai him it's chassai. He doesn't know that it's a chukas agoyim. So he thinks he's doing a nice thing, and he thinks the mace knows about it. In his wild mind, he thinks that what he calls that it's doing a time for the neshama. Why are you putting the flowers there? Because he thinks the person is seeing, and he gets a nachas ruach from it, even though it's all shtusim. But the mice, he thinks it is. So by him, it's chatzah.
Who's chatzah? The guy,
the first year who bought the flowers. The one who put the flowers there, you chatzah him.
But he still thinks the flowers.
Doesn't make a difference. Still, it's not called for stuk se chasa. Asa, you're not allowed to. Zela. Zela.
Before you said avak zela, is
the safer pill was to call it avak zela. I think it's zela mamish. That's all.
Probably if he comes back next time and sees this missing, you have
avak. Huh? Of course, the Agmas Nefesh. You'll be upset. Huh?
The wind could have blown it away.
Probably cleaned it away. They clean when it gets all for. But let's say it comes the next day. It doesn't have to come the next day to visit and to see the flowers are there. It's not there. The Agmas Nefesh, who stole it?
Maybe a wind blew it away.
It's out strong enough to wind them away. You know, people put it down. Knows. There's that.
I'm just glad that he remembered the big way that card that said love and memory.
Huh? Well, hopefully.
That would have been a little.
Huh?
I don't
put it around the
way. Like regular, there's something that is the name of God. Is there a threshold of Zayla by the name of God?
Huh?
By
Yid, yes. It's so much. Huh?
How do you do that? You tell them that you invest, you don't use this legend?
With Magnev Das?
Yeah.
Oh, but you have Magnev Das? I don't know how to shake a shove on it. I don't know. If this may be Chila, maybe you have to ask him. Maybe Chila. All right. Not just in case. We know when it's Shabbos, when there's an eye proof. That people throw. Huh? No, not if I get a mitzvah not to say a word. The going is good. If he tells his wife, he'll forget any words, maybe.
The Geneva still going.
Huh?
Does he have to return it to the kever? When he got the psak, does he have to bring it back to the kever?
Huh?
He got the psak, does he have to bring it back to the cemetery?
Bring back the flowers.
Yeah, I mean, after Shabbos.
Then it's very close problem to Shalom Bayis. It's very close problem to Shalom Bayis.
Buy a new book.
I didn't say that. No. You said that.
Huh?
You're asking me a question. What happened now? Did they have to bring back the bouquet or not? I don't advise them. Let's go down and show them bias. If I maybe buy a new one, who knows? I don't know. Any of them. Next, Shiloh. By Arthur. The minute by Arthur, you throw candies at the chassan. Where's the mocker throw candy? It's a Gemara in Brachas. Gemara in Brachas, Dafnun on the base. The Gemara says, Shoy Zarkim, Father the Chassan Kala, Kwayas Vagazim. You throw candies or nuts. And my sat like this. A chassan was Ayla Taya. And they throw candies from the Hazes Nashim. One of the candies hit the Gabbai's glasses and broke his glasses. They broke his glasses. The Gabbai came to Veya. He knew which one, who threw in his bag. Which woman threw in the bag, you know. Okay? Huh? All right. You're being taped. All right. So, he knew who threw the bag. So, he wants the veya to the entire to pay for broken glasses. The one who threw it says, listen, I didn't have kavanah to break your glasses. I threw it at the chosun derech, I wasn't mischam to break your glasses. I did have derech simcha. But the woman says, but if the Rav says, I'm chayv to pay, I'll pay. So the answer was like this. And Chashem Mishmet says, even though Chashem Mishmet says instead of Tav Chaf Aleph Sefav, we mentioned a number of times, Adam or Lailam. In Chayvim, sometimes the Shaykh is a minus. Over here, it's part of him two reasons. There's a Tain on the Gabbai. Why did he stand? Why did he stand? He sees, he knows they're throwing candies. Why did he stand in Mishasish? He should have covered himself with a talus, or look a different direction, so or take off his glasses, or go to another, or to move it to go out off the beamer for a minute or two, to let they throw all the candies. So since the Gabbai was a Noi Karai, so we say, Iyo da Azek Anashe. That's one thing. Reminds me of a story. I went to one of my children's Orfuf, and for that Shabbos, the one who leaned was probably not there. So the Rav in the shul, he leaned. So he got up to speak afterwards. He says, Balbatim, you had your chance to get me. When you threw a bag of chassid, you could have thrown it at me. You lost your chance. True story. Okay. That's the Gabe, the throwing. But the Gabe Etzel Zrika, he didn't open that chesed kashchasa. It didn't mitzayich simchas chasa v'kala. And it says before Shin Ramah, it's important Ramah to know. It's negay lat l'maisa. Ramah says, in chashimish v'tzimin shinai chesed tes. Bachurim harayichvim. Bachurim who ride. The kashchasa v'kala, v'zika zeza, chasim that ride, the riding, I guess the animals and so on, they go to approach a chasim kala, v'zikis de'ezer, mom and chaveray, their schaik and their mazik, people, other people's their property, their simcha and schaik, their potter. The chen b'shad v'asimcha. However, no hurricane, since the minig is to play around and so on, and something happens, it's a minig, the potter. The kogogogon, in the other bed, the last is Yagra Geda, just be Adam. But the mice, if you do something, Chosin Kala, so it says the Fush Amar, since he was Mazik, we took Simcha, Chosin Kala, so we made a pot from Tashlumim. Even though, the answer being Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan is an Aruch Chaim, Simen, Tofrej, Tzadikei. In Sif Katan Yod, this is the Lashon Aruch HaShulchan. V'achshav, and now, Rabbi Tzvenu Rabim, over Kol Simcha, there's not real Simcha today. They know he came with Smayach Chokach, we're not known to Smayach that much. He's talking about Purim. Actually, Yom L'Hazik, the person doesn't get so drunk until it comes to be Mazik. The Chayin Achshav, if someone is Mazik, even though Amos says Yipata, but he says, Shehez Echav Shem, Yichlich Tepay. Not when agrees with Tocha Shulchan. But this is what Tocha Shulchan says by Purim. So he came Chalik, that Tocha Shulchan is only talking by Purim, or by an Arfrof, with the Minigas today still to throw candies in song of Simchas Chasan, still the Minigas by still the banana there, so he came and chayv the Isha for breaking of the eyeglasses. And it's Pashit. All this talking, if it's Kavana, it's not Kavana to Lahazik. But let's say it's Kavana to Mazik, then it's Pashit to chayv the Chayin. It says in Fushin Be'agayla there, when he talks about this Ramah, Bachim HaReichvim Likas Chasan Del Mazik, it's talking, they don't try Simchas Chasan Kala. But if their intention is to Mazik somebody, then in such a case, it would be Chayef to pay. That's what Be'agoyim speaks out there in Shinai Chayin Enches. In the Sefer Mishnah Petei HaTorah, in Chelekal Simiyot Siv Gimel, he says, that let's say someone is driving on Purim, and he's not driving when he's driving, he's still a Peshay or Goma, and he's Chayef like other Mazik B'mezit. A person has to realize he's driving fully, he also has to drive carefully, not to hurt anybody. And he's mazik somebody, he's a din of other mazik and he's chayiv. And therefore he says, if someone drinks schnapps on Purim, or even though all year round, but he happens to be talking about Purim, chadayma on Purim, or he's too tired when he drives, you're not allowed to drive at that time. And because he's stuck in his own life, he puts his own life in danger, and other people in danger also. And the Rambam says clearly in Hilchos Chayav Mazik, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph. There's a Lashon Rambam. Adam Mu'ad Lailam, Ben Shaygeg, Ben Mezid, Ben Erev, Ben Yashan. A person is Mu'ad Lailam, Sai Shaygeg, Sai Mezid, and Sai Erev when he's awake, and Ben Yashan when he's asleep. ben shikr. And it says also, a person with a shikr also. You know, the Shekhinah doesn't mention that. Rambam says it, and the price can bring him down la'alacha. So Mela, if he's a shikr, if it damages somebody, he's chayiv. And who are so on? Drives fast. He drives more than over the speed limit. So, because he's hurrying up to collect money for a ton of yainim. So he drives more than the speed limit, and also there's he's chayiv. And he's not, there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah of collecting the yainim doesn't, you can't put yourself life in danger and other people in danger. And he's chayiv, he's magic somebody. So in this case that we have over here, that the someone threw candy, b'shas, the artruf, so certainly in such a case, since it's kavana, wasn't to be magic, so halacha is that if he broke someone's eyeglasses, he broke the guy's eyeglasses, he's not mechuyev to pay. Because since he did that simcha, like the Amos says in Shina Yechaz, in such a case, you're not chayev. Even though all the mood lailam, but in such a case, you're not mechayev the person. Any questions? No? Okay, she is over.